From the Lynn DeGrant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 24th day of April, 2013. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Jackie Vakes. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. We'll look at the cash grain market with the folks at the Anderson's Climbers facility in Logansport, Indiana, and hear about the agricultural weather forecast from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Along the way, we'll be joined by Dave Dickey, Director of Agricultural Programming for Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world, after all, and you are a participant in that process. I'll ask you, and so will Dave, to dial in your pledge of financial support. If you'd like to do that right now, you can get started at 217-244-9455 as we head into this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
In Chicago for Wednesday afternoon, futures finished the day mixed. The nearby contract for the soft red winter wheat was down 5 3/4 for the May at $6.91 3/4 on its settlement price. July at $6.92, 3.5 cents lower for the harvest month. The hard red in Kansas City was a penny and a half higher at $7.40. Back in Chicago from the corn bit nearby contract, that's the May, it was $6.39 1/2 on a settlement price, up 1. July at $6.18 1/4, up 4 1/4, and September at $5.46 3/4, 4 1/4 higher. December futures $5.28, up 5 1/4, and the March contract in the corn pit at $5.39, a settlement price 5.5 cents higher. The May of next year at $5.47, up 5.5 as well. May futures in the soybeans $14.04, down 15 3/4. July at $13.45 1/4, settlement price 13 1/4 lower, and the August beans at $12.85 1/2 were 13 1/4 lower. September futures $12.26, down 10 1/2, and November beans at $11.93 3/4, 2 1/2 lower. The January contract of 2014 at $12.03 1/4, down 2 1/4. Bean meal futures at $4.05.90, down 5.80. Bean oil at $49.18, finished 61 lower. Live cattle in the June at 122.75 cents, up $1.25, and May feeders at $141.10, up $1.50 for the day. June lean hogs at $91 even, $1.42.5 higher. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It comes to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil, June contract, $91.42 a barrel, up $2.24. The RBOB, or wholesale price of gasoline, at $2.74 7/10, 2 8/10 higher. Ethanol trading at $2.43 1/2, and that finished a 0.5 cent higher for the day. The difference between those two is now 31 2/10 of a cent. That's 2 3/10 of a cent wider than it was yesterday on the spread. The natural gas at $4.17 4/10, down 6 4/10. And heating oil or diesel fuel today trading at $2.84 4/10, up 3 2/10 of a cent. The U.S. dollar at 82.9, that's up or rather down 0.14. And the gold futures finished at $1,423.50 an ounce, up $14.80. Here's what the forecast looks like for the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, a high of 50 degrees. On a west-northwest wind at about 15 miles an hour, that one will go all the way to 20 miles an hour for the afternoon. And then tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 36, a west-southwest wind at 10. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 54 degrees. On a west wind at 10 to 15, gusting all the way to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear and 36 degrees, a west wind at 5 to 9. Friday, sunny skies and 62. Friday night, mostly cloudy and 43. Saturday, partly sunny and 65. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 48. By the time we get to Sunday, sunny skies and 69 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy and 50. And we'll start the workout week out with mostly sunny skies on Monday and a high of 73 degrees. We'll have a more complete look at the agricultural weather forecast at the bottom of the half hour when we talk with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated. He, of course, is in Kansas City. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on this Wednesday afternoon, the Director of Agricultural Programming for WILL and Illinois Public Media is in studio with us. Dave Dickey is here today live in studio. Good to see you, Dave.
Good to see you too, Todd.
Hey, you're here for a reason because right now we really need people to call in and talk to us just a little bit. Well, not for very long, really. We just need to call in and have them pledge their financial support to the agricultural programming that comes to them from Illinois Public Media.
Yes, we do, Todd. And I do have a question for those who are listening today. I would imagine that today is not the first time that you've been on this rodeo. That today is not the first time that you have listened to the Closing Market Report. I would imagine you probably have listened to it several times, either on the radio or perhaps on your computer. Maybe you've downloaded it as an MP3 file or a podcast, or maybe you listened to it on the flash player on the computer. So, question for you. What value do you put on this program? Has this program mattered to you over the times that you've listened to it? If the answer is yes, won't you consider going to your phone right now with a contribution in support of agricultural programming? 217-244-9455 is the phone number to call. It's really easy to do. Takes only a moment or two. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. And know this, when you make that contribution, your dollars will be stretched in some amazing ways because we have, right now, an Ag Fund Challenge going on. When we hear from 150 people just like you, we will receive $3,700 from some of our business partners, including Global Commodity Analytics out of Lafayette, Indiana, Total Grain Marketing out of Windsor, Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, and the Andersons out of Champaign. They've all come together to put this big pot of money together to help you make a decision to give us a phone call and contribute toward our agricultural programming. Really important that you do so. We need to hear about 15 callers minimum this afternoon to have a shot at this 150. Go to your phone right now, won't you, at 217-244-9455.
Hey, Dave, we'll be back just a bit later in the program. We'll try to keep you updated on how those phone calls are coming in. But I can tell you we're only about a third of the way there, but we're halfway through the drive. So we need you to get started. Make some phone calls today, 217-244-9455.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
It is a Wednesday afternoon on this 24th day of April. Time to check in on the agricultural futures markets. On the phone line, as usual, is Jackie Vick. She's out of Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good. So, you know, I want to start not with the commodity markets, because yesterday we had some interesting things happening in the marketplace. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just dropped like a rock on a Twitter tweet, and the black box, I think the black boxes must have kicked in or something.
Well, they did. There's no question about it. Yes, there was a Twitter tweet that the White House had been attacked and that President Obama had been harmed, and that just took things down. And it I think what it did was it added to the negative attitude that was going on in our markets. But it's a part of our reality now. You know, we don't think about these things, and in the past we haven't thought about them very often, but I guess we just have to be prepared for almost anything. Certainly backs up the idea, you know, that you need to be prepared for markets going up or down, because yesterday certainly wasn't a day I would have expected to see down.
Yeah, so tell me about that, because you'd be involved in this process more than even those folks that you might be helping to trade the commodity markets. You would have seen that immediately. What goes through your mind when you all of a sudden see the Dow Jones Industrial Average just turn lower sharply?
Well, you know, the first thing you think, of course, is after the Boston Marathon, something happened somewhere, because usually you don't see that dramatic a drop. The bad part is you go searching throughout the news and you're looking to try and find any kind of reasonable explanation, and it took quite a long time before we actually found out what did happen. So, you know, you in some respects, you don't want to be an alarmist, and so you look at the market and you say, all right, if it continues to hold certain levels, you know, we're probably okay, and this is probably some overreaction by either a fund moving or something like that. But it certainly makes the job 10 times more difficult. And it's difficult for, you know, producers and end users to understand a market like that when you see the type of weather situation that we've been in and the things that have been going on. And, you know, you come in with a planting start that's at 4% for corn compared to 16% on the average. It didn't make any fundamental sense, so you knew it had to be something on the outside.
Absolutely. Hey, turn your attention to the corn market now. Because we've had some interesting things that have happened over the last 2 days there. Both of them are related to ethanol.
Well, that's true, you know, and it's really something when you see we saw the highest profits since December of 2011 in the ethanol market last month. You know, and there were so many people who were saying that they were losing money, but that doesn't appear to have been the case. And I think that the biggest thing was today when we saw POET announce that they're reopening the Macon, Missouri plant with a $14 million upgrade so that they can actually extract out corn oil and have another revenue stream. So I believe what it says is ethanol is here to stay.
And other things that are in the marketplace, maybe some of the outside markets?
Well, there's a lot of things in the outside markets. At the moment, we're also being bothered a bit by the European market and the fact that the European Central Bank looks like it's going to raise interest rates, indicating they're having more economic problems. But we've got China. There was a rumor that they might move their old crop bean sales to new crop. Mm-hmm. We have 90% of our sales already delivered, so that's not as scary as it would be if we had less than that delivered. But the flip side of it is, they may get out of some of their South American purchases and come to the U.S. Current rates for renting a ship at this moment are running $15,000 to $25,000 a day. And if you just look at that on a 50-day delay, you're talking 37.5 cents to 75 cents a bushel in additional cost, because 2 million bushels approximately is what they carry. And we did see China come in yesterday and bought 174,000 tons of new crop beans. Today, unknown, which we usually figure is China, mm-hmm. came in and bought 116,000 tons of beans. So I think that's an interesting twist. And to back up some of the other things that are going on, when you look at Brazil, we have truckers. They're now reporting truckers are driving 1,000 U.S. miles out of their way to deliver to Rio Grande port due to all the lines that are at Paranaguá and Sao Paulo. So, you know, I think we can't deny they have a huge crop. We can't deny they have a big double crop corn crop down there, but their logistics and infrastructure are really, really in trouble.
Oh, that's amazing, 1,000 miles out of the way. But I suppose if you're sitting in a line that's 30 kilometers long and takes 3 days to get through, it might be worth the drive.
Well, and they're saying it's more than 3 days. They're saying at times that it's 5 to 7 days now, sitting in trucks, just doing nothing.
Well,
you're paying guys.
That's a lot of time to deliver 900 bushel of soybeans, I got to tell you.
Yeah, sure,
or 1,000 or whatever it is.
Without a backhaul.
Yeah. Hey, here in the United States, we've had some other things that are happening. There's delays there in delivering the harvest, and we have delays here in getting things planted, and it's all related to weather. And there's flooding on the Mississippi. There's cold weather out west. Rainfall continues.
It certainly does, and I think that's what really flew in the face of everybody yesterday when you looked at the markets. Today we did gain a little bit. You know, I talked to one of our Kansas guys, 17 out of the first 24 days of April now, their night has been below 32 degrees. In this particular place, they had actually froze off their wheat down to the ground, but it didn't kill it, and that was the good news. So now the growing point finally came out of the ground this week, and last night they were 19 degrees. So they are very uncertain, but I think the bigger shock came with the freezes down in Amarillo, Texas, lowest temperatures in history down there at this time of year. And, you know, when you look at Texas, Oklahoma, boy, that is just that could be devastational for those guys. We have the wheat tour next week. It'll be interesting to see what they actually, or to hear what they actually see, if there's anything to see out there. And then the Red River Valley, wow. You know, we talked last week, Todd, about the fact that they hadn't surpassed 50 degrees. They think they're going to do that tomorrow, and then they're going to go immediately to that mid-60s. And, you know, this is the latest ever we've seen the Red River Valley flood, but this could be a record flood.
We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Well, thank you, and go for the fundraising. Stuart Peterson's in that pool, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. So. We rotate through the process. Almost everybody's in that pool. $3,700 is really nice. It's something else. Thank you so much to you and
You're
to
welcome.
All the rest of the folks. That's Jackie Vake. She is with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. They are a supporter of our agricultural programming, and we hope you are, too. If you are, please do give us a call at 217-244-9455. We'll update you just a moment on what our totals are starting to look like. I see some of those phone calls are coming in, but call in 217-244-9455. If you're pledging online at willag.org, make sure that you hit WILLAM and that you hit agriculture. Either way, tell them that you're pledging in support of agriculture. Again, the number to call right now is 217-244-9455.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Hey, Dave Dickey is with us. He's the Director of Agricultural Programming here at Illinois Public Media. And I see Dave by the time from our online pledge fund drive area that we've got three more pledges in support of agriculture. We'd like to thank all those folks and encourage everybody else to get on the phone line right now at 217-244-9455.
Yeah, I took off my shoes and my socks so I could do the math. So we said we wanted to hear from about 15 people during the closing market report. We've heard from three today, including Alan Broster over at West Salem, Illinois. And we heard from someone over in Olney, and we heard from someone in Urbana, too. So that's about 12 to go. So
yep.
12 to go to keep on track to meet the bigger goal of 150 people pledging support so we can have that $3,700 pot of money at the end of the day that's being given by our well-liked friends, agricultural business partners in the Ag Fund Challenge, including Bates Commodities, AgriGold Seeds, and Total Grain Marketing. So this is a big deal. This is a big deal for $3,700. This is a lot of money and will go a long way in the new fiscal year of supporting the kinds of things that you are hearing from Jackie Vakes today. We have 21 analysts on every week, Todd. It is just amazing. And it's not just 21 analysts. It's 21 really, really good analysts.
Yeah, they are. They truly are. And it's about them. It's about them and the fact that you want to hear from them and that we provide that information and try to make them available to you each and every business day of the year. Our thanks, by the way, to the two other folks that have called in, including Doug Stalwart and and Ed Ritter, who called in. And if you want to join them, you can do that now, 217-244-9455. Another voice we'd like to add to the mix is John Steinbacher. He's here and the director of membership. It makes a big difference when people call in, doesn't it, John?
It absolutely does. And the reason I'm here is because ag is such a huge part of our programming. WILL is incredibly proud to bring this to our listeners. And as Todd mentioned just a second ago, we're proud to bring you all the analysts. But it really is about you. This is a service you value. If you 21 analysts, how much would that cost in a newsletter or if you got this information in different ways? So we're just looking for you to ask yourself how much you value this service and make a call, 217-244-9455, or go to willag.org and make your support. Have your voice heard that this is something you value. We know that ag is humongously popular. It's a service that, on our website, it's the most visited part of our website by far. So we want to see that you appreciate that. And we've decided to call this Tipping Point Wednesday. Tipping Point Wednesday. So help tip us over the scale and get us over that hump to get way past, let's get way past that 15 calls so that we're well on our way to making the 150 to meet the challenge fund.
217-244-9455, the number to call. You can also go on willag.org. There's a little box up there in the upper right-hand corner that says contribute in red letters. It's hard to miss. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to our secure website at willpledge.org. Any way you do it, now is the time to make that call. It is now Wednesday. I like to think that we're about halfway through the drive on a Wednesday, and we have a little bit of work to do. But I know that one call at a time is how we do that work, and it is one pledge at a time, one gift at a time, and it makes a huge difference in the bottom line. I know it can be a little bit daunting when you say, well, we're 100 pledges away from our overall big goal, but we can get there, and we have had huge days in the past, and we can do that again with your help at 217-244-9455, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much to Dave Dickey. Dial in now, and to John Steinbacher as well. With your pledge of financial support, again, the number to call, 217-244-9455 for the afternoon.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's check now the cash grain market. Patrick Kaufman is on the phone line from the Climbers facility there in Logansport, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Patrick.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, you've been busy there today. I take it you're all by yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I am, actually.
So I bet you've been handling the phone calls. How are things going with the ethanol plant?
Very well, very well. We're still running, right where our ethanol department wants to be running. We've been with the spreads that has really pushed a lot of corn that was hedged into the marketplace. And as you read reports, it feels like there's a larger percentage of commercial owned corn, and we're facing another inverse between the May and July. When we were out in the March and went to the May, it was 2 to 3 cents until the last 3 days of until that expiration, and it went to 15 cents. So the guys holding hedges got slapped about 15 cents or so as that spread inverted more. The May-July spread has inverted out to about 22, then back into 11, back out into 15, and now back out to 20, roughly 20 cents today. So at a 20-cent inverse, no one wants to hold a March hedge, so corn is getting pushed. I think, Todd, if you would have asked, hey, how's your ethanol plant going to feel in April? Are you going to be full? And do you think your basis is going to fade 20 cents? And I would have said no to both.
And what are your bids for the day?
Climbers is at 662 cash grain today, 662.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Patrick.
Thank you, Todd.
We appreciate it.
You bet.
Patrick Kaufman is with the Anderson's Climbers facility. He's there in Logansport, Indiana. You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the weather forecast right here on IPM. Let's check in on what's been happening in our fund drive and our push for pledges. John Steinbacher is still with us here at the studio this afternoon. How are we doing today?
I think we're up to 5 pledges. Is that correct? I don't know. You have the actual computer right in front of you?
I do. I think that's right.
All right. Well, I will say this. We're having a great day all around at WILL and during our pledge drive. What the three people in this room want is more of those pledges to come in and have people saying ag, because that's very important to our ag programming to show that, we get a lot of people calling in during fund drives to support all of our ag programs, and we would like nothing better than to say a lot more of those calls are coming in for ag programming.
Absolutely. Dave Dickey, you have some more updates?
Yeah, we're up to seven, and so if I'm doing my math in my hands and fingers, we got eight more to go to make the challenge that I put out there at the beginning of the show, keep us on track, as it were, in order to make that bigger goal of 150. 15 calls this afternoon makes that really a possibility, puts it in the realm of possibility, Todd. So it is a big, big, big push that we're making today, 217-244-9455. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, an American Express card, and the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing and Ag Review of Morton will thank you for that.
Hey, thanks so much to Dave Dickey and to John Steinbacher for being in with us this afternoon. Dial in now at 217-244-9455, and thanks so much to you as well.
Leonard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Leonard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgro on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Wednesday afternoon. If you haven't dialed in just yet, you still have time, 217-244-9455. Or you can pledge online at willag.org. Just hit the Donate or Contribute Now button at the top of the page. On the phone line with us to take a look at the weather forecast is Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks so much for taking the time today. Tell me about the weather forecast for the next 10 days here in the Midwest.
We are still going to be seeing a succession of frontal boundaries moving down across the Midwest as we move forward through this next 10-day period. A series of small disturbances coming through, and each one will likely produce a little bit of light precipitation and kind of slow us down a little bit out there in the field. So we've kind of been dealing with this for a while, but you know, one of the biggest differences between the weather pattern that's coming up and that which has been with us for quite a little while is the temperatures. And the temperatures have been fairly cool on a consistent basis week after week here up to this point in time. But we're going to see a little more warmer air getting intermixed every once in a while, and that should help us to dry down the topsoil just a little bit quicker between weather events. That doesn't mean that we're going to be able to get out and work the fields every day and be real aggressive about it, but there should be a stretch of a few days at a time that will allow for that to occur, and then we'll see some rain move across the region. This sounds very normal, doesn't it? And that's pretty much what we're talking about here, a normal weather pattern, but it's normal for early April rather than early May, and that's probably the biggest difference, is our atmosphere is going to continue to be a little on the coolish side, and we won't be able to get out there and really hit those fields as hard as we want. We still have flooding out there, of course, on the Illinois River, portions of the Middle Mississippi River, even up in the upper Midwest on the Red River. That area in the upper Midwest is going to see serious flooding for the next week and a half or so as they get into some very warm temperatures, and about 20 to 30 inches of snow will melt over a large region all at once.
Tell me about those warm temperatures, not up in the Red River Valley area, but here in the Midwest. The first set is to come when? This weekend?
Well, start warming up tomorrow afternoon. It'll still be in the 50s, though, across a big part of the Midwest. But on Friday, we'll be looking at 60 and lower 70-degree temperatures in many areas. As we get into Saturday and Sunday, those temperatures will go ahead and push more significantly into the upper 60s and lower to a few middle 70s. It's about as warm as we'll get before a cold front cuts through the region. That will likely arrive around Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, and that'll be the next larger, more generalized rain event for the region, but not anything like what we saw last week.
And your hopes for further out, if you'd looked into the first few weeks of May and maybe to the middle part of it?
Be aware that there will be a chance for a couple of surges of cold air coming down on into the middle of May. These won't be persistent cold air masses, but they will be separated by some warmer weather. So it may kind of give us a false sense of hope that we're done with the coolness, and then all of a sudden a frost and freeze event will come along. From a precipitation perspective, though, I think we'll probably see a good balance. There will be moments where we'll have to be out of the fields and wait for a period of drying to take place and then get back into it. Like I said, it's going to be a relatively normal period of time, but we will have average temperatures that are a little bit more like a few weeks earlier than what the calendar will say it is.
Thanks so much, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for Wednesday afternoon. Still time to dial in your pledge of financial support. Do that right now at 217-244-9455. If you listen online, just go to willpledge.org or willag.org and then hit contribute. Two notes, make sure you hit the WILL AM button and then click the agriculture box. I'm Todd Gleason.